Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Well, I think it's a valid point. I mean, I'm deeply, deeply concerned.
Actor Michael Douglas responding to fellow actor George Clooney's op-ed calling for President Joe Biden to leave the race. Just last month, Clooney, actor Julia Roberts, and former President Barack Obama hosted a $30 million fundraiser for Biden. But in the New York Times, Clooney wrote that the dam has broken. While the White House is trying to turn the page on the president's debate performance, donors say uncertainty around his capacities are growing, with many fearing the down-ballot impact. When asked if Biden should stay in the race, Democratic heavyweight and former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi stopped short of giving a yes or no answer.
It's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision.
Meanwhile, Michael Bennett of Colorado has become the first Democratic senator to publicly say he lacks confidence in Biden's ability to win.
Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
Bennett voiced concerns over polls that show Trump with a lead over Biden less than 4 months before Election Day. House Republicans will likely vote for a bill this week to require people to show proof of citizenship to register to vote, despite a lack of evidence of non-citizen voting. Wisconsin Republican Brian Steele denies charges that the SAVE Act is intended at voter suppression, saying it would strengthen election integrity.
Some will say that illegal voting is already illegal for non-citizens, but it's also illegal to evade the Border Patrol and enter our country illegally. But that hasn't stopped almost anyone.
Progressive New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has moved to impeach Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, pointing to their refusal to recuse themselves even when found to have ties to right-wing megadonors and extremist movements. She calls the apparent bias a threat to the American rule of law.
And that court itself was appointed by the most corrupt president in American history, Donald Trump.
In a letter asking for investigation by a special prosecutor, two Democratic senators accused Thomas of taking a previously undisclosed yacht trip to Russia, paid for by a Republican billionaire. Officials in Nevada's second largest county have refused to accept a primary election recount that confirmed the initial results. Voting rights advocates say the three Republican commissioners in Washoe County are spreading misinformation and undermining fair elections. Commissioner Clara Andriola voted against certification.
There's a lot of information that has been shared that, in my opinion, warrants further investigation. It's not a reflection of anything intentional. I am not an election denier.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.